USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Parents and students are walking the halls of the Tennessee State Capitol today demanding stricter gun laws.
We have to vote the people out that care more about guns than they do about protecting our children. Because enough is enough, not one more.
New mother Susan Staley's among hundreds of parents joining community groups calling for what they label common sense gun laws. Three children, three adults, and the young female shooter all died Monday at a Nashville elementary school. A nervous couple of hours at a community college in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, as authorities track down reports of two people with guns inside the school. Police now say there is no active shooter on that campus. The governor of Kentucky says it's a tragic day as nine soldiers died when two Army Black Hawk helicopters crashed on a training mission at Fort Campbell early this morning.
The nine individuals we lost are children of God. They will be mourned and missed by their families, by their communities.
Governor Andy Beshear, the Army says the copters collided during a night training mission. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is sharing good news after that freight train derailment overnight in the tiny farming town of Raymond.
At this time, there are no reported injuries, and as I said, due to the manifest and the information as it stands, no toxic exposure.
22 freight cars carrying ethanol and corn syrup, among other things, derailed. Espionage in the interests of the American government. The charge facing Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich. He was arrested in a small Russian town today. Some Russia experts say it may be a ploy to exchange the American for a Russian in custody in the West. A federal judge in Texas has ruled that health insurance companies in the entire USA no longer need to provide certain preventative care services for free. That includes some cancer and heart screenings, STI testing, and programs to quit smoking. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Vatican says Pope Francis spent a peaceful night in a Rome hospital. The 86-year-old had trouble breathing earlier this week and is spending several days in hospital being treated for a respiratory infection. The Pope's medical staff believes he will be discharged in time to take part in Palm Sunday celebrations this weekend. The U.S. Senate may soon consider a new bill to deal with so-called air rage.
A Democratic senator is introducing a bill designed to make flying safer for passengers and air crews.
The violence has to stop. 4 years ago, there were about 150 investigations into air rage incidents. Last year, there were 831.
Rhode Island lawmaker Jack Reed talked about the provisions of the bill. The main goal is to establish a no-fly list administered by the TSA for passengers that become violent on flights. Incidents like trying to hurt crew members in open aircraft doors still continue. I'm Skip Kelly.
With 2 months until hurricane season, we have our first predictions. Bill Deeger with AccuWeather says the firm believes there will be as many as 15 named storms forming in the Atlantic this summer, and maybe three of them will be major hurricanes. Deeger says, as usual, the sunshine states in the bullseye.
Florida, once again, will be at risk for landfall and tropical systems this upcoming season. It really doesn't matter how many storms or hurricanes you have developed. It only takes one system to impact the state and cause problems.
Hurricane season runs June 1st through November 30th. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves, because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.